Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter.
Y'all like the sound of this, man.
Hit me up on Facebook and follow
ready,
me on
the
Twitter.
Network.
Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on. Hit me up on Facebook and follow
me on. We better
see
Twitter. A whole bunch of followers
hit
after
me
this.
Up on Facebook and follow me on.
Welcome to a Kairos Moment podcast, saving you time with your social media marketing. I am your host, Sean Heineman. And today, we're going to discuss three types of social media users. Now, the first one is the traditional seller. The second one is the wallflower. And the third one is the strategic intentional. Now, the reason why I did this podcast in particular, because you kind of know from the people you follow on Twitter or the people you connected to on Facebook, whether it's friends or family, you know which one is usually these three types of users. So some people you would almost kind of avoid on purpose because you know what they're about to do. There's some people who get on social media and they're on for a month, then you don't hear from them in six more months, or, you know, 3 months. They just kind of, you know, fall off or whatever. And that's not to say that social media should dominate your life, but especially if you are a small business owner or you are aspiring entrepreneur, your social media presence needs to be updated regularly so people know that you are here. So let's talk about in depth the first one, the traditional seller. This is the type of person who rarely takes the time to connect with people on social media. They just have a product or a service and they want to throw their product down your throat. You automatically know that this person is going to be promoting their service, their product without any question, no kind of content, no anything. I mean, they're not even willing to reel you in to their product. They just fill up their Twitter timeline and their Facebook posts or their Instagram with their product or their service. And that's all they do. They just spam you to death and then get mad at people once they figure out, once they notice that people aren't buying their product. So then they're mad at everyone, but it's a process. And we're going to talk about that process on another show. We're going to take that time for that. The second one is the wallflower. Now, this person gets on social media without a strategy. They get on social media sporadically and they just kind of sit back. They really don't comment. They don't like. They rarely share anyone's content. They just kind of get on social media and just like to see what's going on. They kind of like that wallflower in the room where everyone say like they're having a party and everyone is dancing. They're the type of person that kind of just sits on the wall and just look at everyone else have a good time. And that's kind of like the wallflower on social media. And sometimes they would, even if they see you in public, they'll say, "Yeah, I seen that on Facebook," you know, because you posted something. But then you're thinking, well, if you liked it, you could have shared it or you could have left a comment. But a lot of times the wallflower, they waste a lot of time on social media. So a lot of times they get upset because they're like, "Oh, I've been on this social media all day." And because you don't have a strategy or you don't have a plan in your approach, because it's easy to stay on Facebook for 3 hours, you know, just kind of scrolling, looking at memes and cat videos and stuff like that. It's easy to get caught up in that. But that's the wallflower. The third one is the strategic intentional. And this person is the type of person that listens. They get on social media. They listen to what people are saying, because remember, people are always asking questions, especially in like the Facebook groups or even on Twitter or across any social media platform. People ask questions, and this person, they take the time to listen. And then they take around and turn these questions that people have on social media, they turn them into products or a service. They write a piece of content about this question. And that way, when they bring this product or service out or this piece of content, people are quick to eat it up because this person was intentional about their approach on social media. It's so easy to get on social media and let everybody have it. Tell everybody what's on your mind. And it's a great sounding board, right? I mean, I love social media. The good thing about social media is everyone has a voice. The bad thing about social media is everyone has a voice, if that makes sense. So that's your Kairos moment for today. Stop by our website at kairossocial.com and we'll talk to you soon.
Don't have a social media department for your business? At Kairos Social, we meet all your social media needs, giving your business an online presence. We offer services such as consultation, podcasting, web design, mobile, building your subscriber list. Call us for a free consultation, 602-334-3164.
Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter.